It was quite tough to balance the business side and the technology and build up both alone. So I tried to find co-founders in my network, but also ones with a job ad, but nothing really worked out. I needed people who would put heart and soul into building the company together with me.
Welcome to the Swisspreneur Show, a podcast about startup stories and learnings from experienced entrepreneurs. Here's your host, Sylvan.
Muriel, a very well welcome to the Swisspreneur Show. It's a pleasure to have you as a guest today.
Thank you so much, Sylvan. It's a huge pleasure for me to be here.
You're the co-founder and CEO at Qcella, a B2B hardware spin-off from ETH Zurich that revolutionizes the heating of products like car seats, car interiors, and also wearables. What actually motivated you to start your own company in the first place?
Let me go a little bit back to answer this question, because it all started during my doctoral studies at ETH Zurich. Originally, I wanted to make an electrode for flexible devices. And these electrodes should not be made of plastic, but of renewable materials. So I tried to coat cellulose fibers with copper and make a well-conductive paper out of it. But then by coincidence, I did not coat the cellulose fibers, but I filled them completely with copper particles. So a new material was born. And with these copper inside cellulose fibers, I could now not reach well enough conductivity anymore for the electrodes, but exactly the right one, the right resistance for resistance heating. And that was when Qcella and our homogeneously heating mats were born. So now back to the question, what motivated me to start my own company was actually twofold. So first, the chance to help and innovate an industry stuck a little bit in the last century. And second, to build a company that is as close as possible to what I want an employer to be like. So already with our three co-founders and our three interns today, we are doing our best to really live our culture every day, and we are already having many structures in place that will be the necessary as we grow.
Amazing. I love that background story. Thank you for sharing that. And I think that's a wonderful motivation to have to build the company that you want to work for yourself. Another very important aspect of starting a company is, of course, the timing, right? So why are you working on the heating, the revolutionizing of the heating parts right now? Why is the time right for you right now in this very moment?
Yeah, I agree. This is a very, very important question. And we are actually kind of piggybacking on the boom of electric vehicles and wearable heating. So electric vehicles, they require an energy efficient heating solution that does not drain the battery so quickly in winter, because this reduces the range of these vehicles, which is still one of the biggest drawbacks compared to fuel-powered vehicles. And then with our flexible, paper-thin and homogeneously heating mats, we offer a more energy-efficient and more easily customizable heating technology design so that compared to the heating wires that are currently used. So, for example, to heat car seats or car interiors. And then the wearable heating side, so wearable heating also still relies on this rigid, bulky and energy inefficient heating wire technology. But with the energy crisis, this slogan, heat the human, not the home by Martin Lewis, is not a slogan anymore, but it really led to a renaissance of the wearable heating, like heated clothing and shoes. And it is also reflected in a large growth potential. So that's actually what makes us actually being at the right moment and the right time with our heating technology.
I love that. It makes you rethink a few things in how we do them or used to do them in the past. You also mentioned your co-founders. Of course, to make that dream come true, you also need the right team. And what experience does your team bring to the table?
So first, let me mention that we are three co-founders. And we all have a technical background in either material science and or electrical engineering. But we bring different mindsets and also experiences to the table. So then we come to your question. So I have developed the material, this copper inside cellulose fibers, which we now use to fabricate our heating mats during my doctorate at ETH Zurich, as I mentioned. But when then I attended these various entrepreneurial courses that are around, I realized how much fun I actually had thinking about strategies, building up a business case and networking to get customers interested in our products. So now I passionately take on business development, marketing, sales and fundraising as the CEO of Qcella. Then our CTO, Fabian, he knows the material and the technology actually as long and as well as I do, because he did almost all his projects during his studies with me. And he is a very creative thinker. He finds the best deals on raw materials and equipment. And he also has 1 year of process engineering experience from Sensirium, so a market leader in sensing technology and also former ETH spin-off. So within Qcella, he is responsible for further product development, upscaling and R&D. Then finally, our COO, Vede, he complements us with his experience as consultant and entrepreneur from two small bootstrap startups. And his main tasks are business operations and financial accounting. He gave Qcella now the necessary structure to run more efficiently, I would say also more smoothly. And he is also building up our company structure in a way that we are ready to grow. That's not just something that we need at the moment, but something that we will need over the next years. So we all complement each other with our visionary, techie and doer mindsets.
Amazing. Sounds like the real dream team. And together, you already have built and achieved quite some significant milestones. Can you share what you already have achieved together so far?
Yes, of course. We are proud of many things. But let me start in August 2023, when we completed the third and final stage of VentureKick. That was a huge achievement for us. And over the course of this program, we have, I'd say, been pushed to our limits. But I mean that in a very positive way, because without it, we would not have been able to develop as quickly as we now have. And additionally, the coaching was very helpful. We also got a lot of visibility. And of course, also our first convertible loan of 150,000 Swiss francs. But we are also very proud to have secured already sales from pilot projects worth tens of thousands of Swiss francs. For the exact amount, people have to check our pitch deck. In addition, we have also a number of proof of concept studies running with companies that operate on a global scale. So this is very, very exciting. And shortly before Christmas, we were also one of the winners of the IMT startup competition. So starting in fall 2024, we will be working with executive MBA students on our further business development. And that's something we also look forward to very, very much. Then maybe not one more sentence for more on the technical side. We have built up our whole fabrication value chain and have now industry partners for all the different fabrication steps of our heating mats. And this is mainly meant to be for the next 2 years or roughly until the end of 2025. So also from upscaling point of view, we are on track.
Amazing. Wow, you've been busy. And I assume there are also competitive solutions out there, either alternatives on how things have been done in the past or other products that companies could use instead of working with Qcella. So can you talk a bit more about the competitive landscape and how Qcella actually differentiates?
Yes. So with our homogeneously heating mats, we want to replace the heating wire technology, the one I mentioned, in many of the heated products on the market, like the heated car seats, car interiors, like door panels or steering wheels, and also heated clothing and shoes. So one could say that our main competitors are the manufacturers of heating mats that include these heating wires. Compared to them, our advantages are, I'd say, but I'm from Qcella, that they're quite obvious. So our heating mats can be cut into almost any shape and size, which you cannot do with a heating wire because then you break them. And our heating mats also provide, because of that, a better design flexibility. Then they heat homogeneously. And consequently, they do not require so-called upholstery layer, which is necessary in the case of heating wires to spread the heat coming from the wires evenly. So we don't need that upholstery layer. And without the upholstery layer, there's almost no heat loss. So we provide a much more energy efficient heating solution design compared to the wires. Still, there are also some other homogeneous heating solutions on the market. As you mentioned, there are some that are doing similar things as we do. However, tests have shown that one of them is not robust and the other one comes only in the shape of a rectangle. So we claim that we provide the only product heating solution that combines homogeneous heating with design flexibility and robustness.
A real USP, I see. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, you also have to overcome challenges despite the great milestones and the celebrations. We also face, all of us face challenges. So what was the toughest challenge that you had to overcome with your company so far?
I'd say the toughest challenge was actually to find the right people to fund the company together. Because I started working on the startup when it was still more a project than a company at the beginning of 2021. It was quite tough to balance the business side and the technology and build up both alone. So I tried to find co-founders in my network, but also ones with a job ad, but nothing really worked out. I needed people who would put heart and soul into building the company together with me. But yeah, how did I then find my two amazing co-founders of today? So sometimes you just need a little bit of luck. Fabian finished his master's studies exactly at the right time. Then he had already done his master's thesis with me on the Qcella project. And he was extremely eager to commercialize something coming out of the lab. So that was a perfect fit. Then Vede had always been interested in entrepreneurship, and yeah, he knew that he would not grow old in consulting. So I know him also from our studies, and we often talked about Qcella. He also gave us great advice before he joined the team. And then when Fabian and I decided that we need or want the third co-founder, Vede was ready to take the next step after consulting and did not hesitate a second and joined our team.
Wonderful. Another challenge I could also imagine is you mentioned sort of the different appliances or applications of Qcella, one more in the car industry, the other one more in the wearable devices like gloves or shoes. Is that also a challenge for you in terms of finding customers or companies to work with? Because I assume these two different applications are quite different from a sales perspective or also from sort of the negotiations and how you then actually apply Qcella in there. How do you experience that? Is that sort of an advantage for you, or is it also a challenge because these two different applications are quite different?
First of all, it is an advantage because we can more or less use what we build up now, our whole fabrication value chain, for both of them. One is a bit like for the heated shoes, for example, or heated heating mats for heated gloves. It's smaller parts. But for then the car industry, we need upscaling. So this is an advantage that we can build it up right now, although the car industry or automotive industry is far in the future because we need more product development. We need to secure certain certifications, and we also need mainly cost reduction. So that's why at the moment we focus mainly on the wearable sector, because there we have a much, much easier market entry because of lower barriers. And then over time, when we are still on the way, we can then focus more and more on automotive and then also make then our big revenues and with large volumes as soon as we have upscaled in the automotive market. We now have felt that when we talk to wearable heating, they usually like to have a finalized product to test already. And in the automotive industry, they are a bit more willing to develop the product together with us. So one of our pilot project customers is actually not from the automotive, but from the aviation industry. But since they have even more regulations, it's quite a good start for us. And there, they're really willing to help us do our product development with these pilot projects. For those, we also get paid.
Amazing. And it sounds like it's all part of a bigger master plan. That makes a lot of sense.
Definitely.
And to execute this master plan, you also need funding. So you are currently fundraising. Can you tell us a bit more about how much money you are looking for and what these funds will be used for?
Yes, gladly. We are working on a pre-seed round at the moment, and we aim to close 600,000 Swiss francs by the end of the second quarter of 2024, so by summer. We need this money to launch our first product. So it's good that you mentioned before the difference between wearable heating and the wearable heating market and the automotive industry. So our first product will definitely be heated insoles for rigid shoe structures like safety shoes or hiking boots. And to do that, we want to or need to hire two people to help us with scale up and production and also to finalize our minimum viable product. And we need some upscaling equipment. And the things we can achieve with the money from the pre-seed round, what I mentioned now, this will make us then ready for the larger seed round in 2025, when we are looking not just for several hundred thousand Swiss francs, but for several million Swiss francs. And these funds then will allow us to enter the automotive market in 2027. At least this is our plan. But this will also require, as I mentioned, further product development, certifications and cost reduction. But our vision is to help move away from these traditional methods of heating that heat the whole environment, and to shape a future where personal comfort of being warm and energy efficiency go hand in hand.
Amazing. I love that. And for anyone who would like to learn more about your case, they can, as you mentioned before, sign up for the Swisspreneur Syndicate to receive your pitch deck, access it, and make their own due diligence and assessment to decide if they would like to invest. And they can find all of that at swisspreneur.org/syndicate. So Muriel, now to wrap up the conversation, we also have some rapid fire questions to get a bit more behind the scenes and behind the curtain to see who are you as a person, not only as the entrepreneur. So I start right away. What was your first summer job, or summer job in general, as a teenager?
Actually, most summers I enjoyed, I would say, a well-deserved break. I'm glad that I did that, because as soon as I started with my studies at ETH, this changed and has changed until today. There is not that much summer left. But once, still to mention one job, once I worked as a staff in at the staff office of the city of Lucerne, and I tidied up the archive of employee dossiers. That was interesting.
I imagine you found some interesting stuff there.
Definitely.
The second, what are you most proud of in your life?
Definitely my perseverance. As long as I see a chance for success, I don't give up. And I think that's quite helpful when it comes to the startup.
100%. And the last question for you today, what is a surprising fact that people don't know about you?
We are actually, I mean, in our whole startup team, we are sometimes asked this question to kind of lighten up the conversation or the introduction. And I find it always quite difficult to answer, because I think I cannot really think of anything. I always say I'm quite an open book. I also like to talk about what I do. But 3 years ago, and that's for me a bit a fun fact, it would have been the fact that I want to build my own company. So family and friends would have been surprised that I want to build my own company. Today, no one is surprised anymore. But 3 years ago, that was definitely something special.
Nice. And here you go, doing exactly that. Fantastic.
Yes.
Muriel, thank you so much for coming on the show. We wish you best of luck with the upcoming fundraising and further development of Qcella. And again, we're really happy to have you on the Swisspreneur Syndicate. Of course, this is no investment advice, but if anyone wants to see your pitch deck and check out your documents, they can do so at swisspreneur.org/syndicate. All the best, Muriel, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon on the show.
Thank you so much, Tilmon. I would like that.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, you can support us by rating our show on Apple Podcasts. This way, we can reach an ever-growing number of aspiring entrepreneurs.